blogs and hip-hop have at least one thing in common. They're often known for being incendiary. One hip-hop blogger is trying to bring thoughtfulness to both. He's known as Jay Smooth. His video blog is called The Ill Doctrine. NPR's Netta Ulaby explains why people who wouldn't call themselves hip-hop fans are regular visitors to his site.
During the most bitter depths of last year's presidential election, Jay Smooth posted this video.
Race, the final frontier. No matter what.
It's called How to Tell People They Sound Racist. Now it's required viewing in some college classes.
And when everybody everywhere is talking about race, that means sooner or later you're going to have to tell somebody that they said something that sounded racist.
So Smooth suggests starting a conversation about what they said and did, not what you think they are.
The what they did conversation focuses strictly on the person's words and actions and explaining why what they did and what they said was unacceptable.
If you call them a racist, what you're really trying to do is read their minds. Smooth says it's easy for people to deny being racist, but not what comes out of their mouths.
I don't care what you are. I care about what you did.
You can see the video on our website. Smooth's blog, The Ill Doctrine, is intended to represent people like himself, that is, aging hip-hoppers. He's 36. Some folks get perplexed as to how this incisive, adorable goofball with light skin and hangdog eyes fits in.
Since I had a black dad and a white mom, and visually I'm sort of racially indistinct, it sort of put me in a unique position to travel between different worlds and sort of see each community with their guard down.
Jay Smooth's parents divorced when he was a kid. He shuttled between private and public school, Harlem, and the Upper West Side. He was so shy he could spend entire school days without speaking. Hip-hop brought him out of his shell.
You ready?
Yes.
Jay Smooth now hosts the longest-running hip-hop radio show in New York City.
You are now on board the Underground Railroad on WBAI 99.5 FM.
Smooth started it as a teenager. That's also when Jay Smooth, whose real name is John Randolph, chose his nom du hip-hop.
Jay Smooth seemed like a really cool name when I was 17. For most of my life since then, it's been pretty embarrassing.
Smooth's at the radio station now, showing me the video he's just uploaded.
This is, wait, let me,
Charles Hamilton.
This is esoteric hip-hop stuff.
Everybody hates Charles Hamilton.
A lot of people have been asking me to talk about Charles Hamilton because they hate him.
Smooth really likes the young rapper Charles Hamilton's music, and he's been following his online meltdowns, endless blog posts, and YouTube videos of embarrassing fights and lies. In other words, Hamilton's done badly what Jay Smooth does so well. But Smooth wants the haters to imagine where Hamilton may be coming from.
I don't know his whole life story, but if you read his bio, it looks like he had a rough childhood. He was homeless and on drugs for a whole bunch of his adolescence. It looks like he went through trauma.
That's familiar behavior to Jay Smooth. His first real job was teaching at a group home for similar kids.
A lot of them would be constantly seeking negative attention and trying to antagonize everyone they talked to. Because
Smooth says that's the only attention some of them think they deserve. Charles Hamilton reminds him of these kids, and he says he's got a strategy to save him.
I think we should show him just enough compassion that we completely ignore him whenever he talks from now on. We must ignore Charles Hamilton. Anytime he does anything whatsoever except link us to an MP3 or sell us an album, we must ignore Charles Hamilton.
If
we
Jay Smooth together, pulls off something intellectually tricky in this video. He aggregates his life experience, new media skills, and appreciation of Hamilton's music.
Only I can get away with something like this. Y'all know my name. I'm an uptown boy with soul flavor. The beat is D minor, but I'm also major.
Smooth's favorite part of video blogging is his feedback from viewers. Immediate, unfettered, unfiltered. He was worried that this one would come across as too earnest, and he's relieved when he checks his Twitter.
Jay Smooth's bringing that knowledge fire. You've become this generation's KRS-One, or would you prefer Chuck T? I'm not cherry-picking the positive ones.
Jay Smooth has heard one of the people who's seen his video is Charles Hamilton.
Whenever I talk about someone in hip-hop, I kind of have to take for granted that they're going to see it. You know, I try to set an example for being kind to people and critiquing them while still being aware of their humanity.
Smooth makes a point of taking a consistently feminist, anti-homophobic stance.
It's titled The Hip-Hop Blog, but it's actually secretly a Be Kind to Each Other blog.
In spite of, and maybe because of, J. Smooth's sincerity, Salon magazine named him one of last year's sexiest men.
I guess that was cool. That's pretty mortifying.
J. Smooth's vlogs, podcasts, and radio shows make him almost enough money to cover the bills. He notes that hip-hop emerged 35 years ago from a community with a passion to say something, who subverted the day's technology to get their voices heard. New media, says Smooth, is basically the opposite. It's all evolving technology with not a whole lot of there. J. Smooth is committed to doing what he can to bring the two things together. Netta Ulubi, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.